Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, a certified Reiki energy practitioner and Reiki teacher. Joining us today is Coach Betty Louise, host of her show, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life, a show whose main theme focuses on natural healing and returning to our inner wisdom and truth. Betty has interviewed many progressive experts, such as John Gray, author of Mars Venus, or Male and Female Inclinations Towards Learning to Understand Each Other, brain researcher Jill Balte Taylor, and Dr. Bernie Siegel, author of Love, Medicine, and Miracles. Betty received her credentials at the Coaches Training Institute and the Academy of Intuition Medicine. She is a master trainer for the Stanford Chronic Disease Self-Management Program and co-author of the book, Understanding Fibromyalgia. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Cheryl. It's so nice to be with you here today. Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
Well, it's all your story. And in today's episode, Betty and I will be discussing themes of sexual wellness as a path to freedom. We will also develop, I hope, a clearer understanding of sensuality as the first step to sexuality, the importance of creating dynamic, beautiful, and healthy women in these very complicated times is, I believe, necessary for the health of our modern-day families and our planet. Sexuality and religion have always, in my opinion, been the most controversial topics that people talk about. And when misunderstood, they often lead to much suffering and also unhappy relationships. Without establishing a broader and wiser thinking about these two topics, there may be a greater disconnect from the wonderful healing energy of the universe and from love. And we certainly want to move back towards that direction, greater love and understanding of healing. Betty, as listeners of Healing From Within, which can be heard on webtalkradio.net and also on my website, CherylGlick.com, know we attempt to address subjects that create an open and positive way to assess the physical and spiritual aspects of our lives. And the purpose is for healing on many levels, while using the energy laws of the universe, which, when used correctly, work quite well in assisting us to maneuver the physical world with better results for all of us. Betty, as a Reiki practitioner, it has become apparent to me over the years that many illnesses and unhappiness are the result of traumas and hardships endured and imprinted upon the cells of our body and mind. Can you tell us something of your physical challenges and how healing these conditions led you to a new understanding of your sexual and sensual nature and the importance of this?
Absolutely. Wow. You sound like you could live in Northern California, Cheryl. I just love the depth of the energy and understanding energy.
Is that an invitation, perhaps? coming.
Yeah, you would fit right in. I'm telling you, you would fit right in. And as I said to you before we got on air, I'm just so thrilled with your shows and shows like this that are really pointing us to the power of our own internal healing powers. And I have quite a profound story about that exact topic. I was diagnosed with a progressively destructive chronic pain condition. The name they put on it is rheumatoid arthritis, and this was over 26 years ago. And prior to that, I was an extreme athlete. I have a dance degree. I was all about the body. You know, moving through space was what brought me joy and what I loved to do and really how I defined myself. And when I was given this diagnosis and then experienced some pretty severe symptoms where literally I couldn't move a finger without being in pain, because rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune, it's a systemic condition, so it's inflammation and pain in all of your joints in your body,
not just localized to one. My dad was a podiatrist, and I remembered when I was very young, he mentioned to my mother, and I was listening, that one of his patients had rheumatoid arthritis, and how bad it was, and how he had to watch her suffer. And I never forgot that. And there are many forms of pain, but I believe if we embrace it and find the way through it, we heal ourselves within our heart and our soul and our mind, and we learn a great deal. So while it's difficult, there are spiritual reasons for it, as I know you understand. So tell us a little bit more about how you learned to manage it and get back to your active life.
I started down the path of pharmaceutical medication because I'd never had anything like this before, and that's what I'd always done in the past when anything was wrong with me physically. And when I was walking that path, it was just higher dosages and now more drugs to offset side effects. And so after 15 years of this, and it also came at a time when my daughter could be more independent and she didn't need me to drive her around in her life, I came to the conclusion that there must be a better way than to just continue to treat symptoms, because what happened was the pain would break through the medication. So that's why they kept having to
The symptoms are only a sign that there is something in our life that needs to change in our thoughts, our behavior, or our life path, something that we need to move towards that would be more fulfilling for us. Do you agree?
You got it, Cheryl. Got it exactly, because it was something deep within me that was needed to change.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the symptoms that you...
The symptoms are painful.
Yeah, and they were the sign, that,
right,
as you say, that something was wrong. And so that's when I began the journey, and that was over 7 years ago now, the journey of natural healing, the journey of finding all of these amazing ways, one of the most profound way in sexual healing, to go to that deep place within me, which is my true nature, which is all of our true nature.
Mm-hmm.
As women, particularly, every woman, I don't care what your shape or size, is a beautiful and sexual being. And that is a place that we are very disconnected, Cheryl. We are so disconnected as a world. There are only 3% of women worldwide that comfortably call themselves beautiful.
And that feel comfortable in their body. Now, Betty, I know in the book you say that 80% of women don't have a positive body image, and 97% do not like something about their bodies, and over 10 million women have eating disorders. So, yeah, that leaves 3% who have discovered that they can be powerful and dynamic and loving, and they can shine from within, and that does affect the beauty and quality of how people respond to you, I believe, when you come from that. It has not always so much to do with the color of your hair or eyes or weight, as you say. So, but why are these statistics so alarming? And how is this disconnection for all these women from their inner knowing and their own sense of femininity and pride in being a woman? Well, how is it having a major impact on our planet?
Well, it is having a tremendous impact. There's a lot of unhappiness, for one thing. I mean, the way I like to describe it is women are feminine energy. The planet is feminine energy. Mother Earth, that's why we call her the mother. So if all of the women on the planet are not fulfilled energy, in their lives, but particularly around their sexuality, that it's very difficult for the planet to be happy. It's like women are, we are, can be so in tune with nature. We have our cycles, and when we are true with our cycles, they match up with the cycles of nature. And John Gray, one of my guests, who's, you know, whatever you think about his Mars-Venus philosophy, he has interviewed and coached hundreds of thousands of people, and he stated that it's women's happiness that will actually cure global warming, because women can, our intuition, when we're deep in our true natures and in our intuition, we can literally, this is the way he put it, tell us if the sky is falling. You know, we've gotten so far away from that place, so it's kind of a, you know, a hard image to have to most women today. Because Cheryl, you know,
well, you know,
it's like we're stressed, we're dried up. There are these myths out there that women dry up as they get older, and we are on these hamster wheels where we don't let our hormones that help balance us, like oxytocin, we don't have breaks and pauses in our lives so that we can fill ourselves up.
Well, I actually know that with the proper care of the body, mind, exercise, diet, relationships, social relationships, we can live well into our 90s or even longer and be functional and be relatively healthy. Now, I'm going to be interviewing a doctor very shortly who has written a book, Healthy Without Health Insurance. And the theme of his book is just this, that we create our own impression of either regenerating or degenerating. And that's just what you're talking about here. And
I tell you what, when my clients begin to achieve more fulfilling emotionally and physically sexual lives, they feel younger. They look younger. It's almost like you get younger.
Well, it's because they're dispersing the energy throughout their body and it's not being blocked. But I did want to say something about male and female energy. Now, as an energy healer, we both, I know, every human being has both male and female energy and tendencies. And with children, we often gear them in a certain direction because they're a boy or a girl. Now, I know when we're using both our energy, we come to understand ourselves and others and perhaps can have a better relationship. Because while men and women are very different chemically, hormonally, in their thinking, the use of the brain, left and right side, still everyone wants to be loved, everyone wants to be appreciated, and everyone wants to do their best for themselves and their family. It's just there are too many restrictions put in their way by false thinking. Now, I want to go to a quote that you had in your book from a very famous writer and a favorite writer of mine, Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She's now in spirit, but she wrote wonderful books about death and the dying process and a wonderful children's book, which I have on my shelf, about afterlife called Remember the Secret. And the quote you gave from her was this: the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These people have an appreciation, sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep, loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen. So, Betty, in relation to that thought, how can we help listeners access the inner wisdom of their feminine energy and also their male energy, too, because they have that, too, throughout the day, no matter what situations they are dealing with?
Yeah, well, I have a great little exercise for your listeners to explore and experiment with, and it's so simple, But it's one of those things that are simple and sometimes not always easy. But this is where our sensuality can really serve us. Sensuality is an experience of being fully present in the moment. You cannot multitask and be sensual. You are very focused on one of your senses. And, you know, we have five very prominent senses: our vision, our hearing, our taste, our touch, for four. And so what I like to ask my clients to explore and experiment with is 30 seconds of sensuality three times a day. So once in the morning, once midday, and once at the end of the day. And sometimes it's hard to remember to take these pauses, so I like to tie it to meals.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Right before breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you just take 30 seconds, to indulge one of your senses. You know, as I'm sitting here talking to you on the phone, I've been indulging my vision. There's this beautiful monarch butterfly that is hovering over this lantana, and I've been indulging my eyes in that. And, you know, I haven't been 100% there because I've been on the phone with you, but it's something as simple as that.
Well, I'll give you something to add to this, because as an intuitive healer and teaching people how to use their senses to raise to a level of higher consciousness above their body and to connect to higher spirit, I'm sitting here and I'm listening not only with my hearing but clairaudiently to the quality of your voice. Now, I hear such health and vibrance in the tone and vibration, and you are outdoors, so there is a beautiful quality coming through your messages, right? And this is what everyone can do. Focus on something they see, music they hear, something they read that swells within their heart and inner being. And this is what you're saying sensuality is. And many people think it's about the clothing you wear or the makeup or the hairdo or how short your skirt is or how high your heels are. But it's not what you're talking about, is it?
Not at all. This is true sensuality,
mm-hmm.
to be fully present with one of your senses. And again, 30 seconds, three times a day. You know, think about that. That's a minute and a half. Most people that are really busy can't even complain to me about a minute and a half. But you will be amazed at how powerful it is to begin to focus. And the pause alone for a woman increases their oxytocin.
Excellent.
Which is the
yes.
hormone that balances. But it's so, again, it's simple. You know, what could be more simple than to stop?
Well, many things are simple, but we confuse ourselves with our ego, our thoughts and our fears and other people's values. But if we just do what you're saying here, to listen very quietly in the moment to something that moves us in one of our senses, we will begin to become whole and let go of some of these fragmented elements around us. And I agree with you. And I'd like to ask you, what is meant by living an organic and orgasmic life to you? I mean, for me,
yeah.
I know what it means, but to you?
Right. The way I like to explain it is the organic piece is about moving with the flow of life, not resisting what is coming towards you. So you move around things, you flow with things. Whether it's, you know, one example I have to that is, you know, I do an internet radio show too. I'm on the computer for my work. And sometimes, you know, the computer, you run into glitches with the
mm-hmm.
computer. And so I'll give it three times, you know, in the moment to say, okay, let me come at it from this angle. All right, let me come at it from this angle. And if nothing I do, after three times works, I step away. It's like, I don't resist. Okay, this isn't working.
Yes.
Right now.
And it's not maybe meant to be done in that time.
That's
that
exactly
moment.
Right.
Right. Give it up. Let it go.
Exactly. So that's what living organically is give it up, let it go, move with the flow. Our lives become more flowing when we learn to go with the flow. So that's the organic piece. The orgasmic piece is about embracing every experience. Just as, you know, having a chronic pain condition, you know, I have embraced this experience. It has given me so many gifts, and I've squeezed the juice out of it. It's led me to sexual healing. It's led me to the most amazing sexual experiences I couldn't even imagine before this, and what that has opened up in my life. So organic, orgasmic living is going with the flow, embracing
and
it
think
all.
I think it's finding the joy in your being, no matter what is going on, perhaps in your physical life or in your experiences. They can't all be good all the time. Sometimes they are difficult, and there's growth in that also. Actually, they're not good or bad. They're just experiences for us to move through, as you say, flowing through it, and in order to find our soul joy and our understanding of the universal essence that we come from. Now, you go on to say that perhaps 40 million couples suffer from sexless marriages. Why do you think that is so, and what are the consequences of this type of lifestyle?
Well, we really are seeing the consequences in a 67% divorce rate.
Yes.
In the United States. There are many factors that contribute to it. I see it as, again, we are both men and women. We've gotten away from our true natures. We've gotten away from how we used to relate and how we fit together in the world. We're treading in new areas and new ground. We now know much more about our differences. Like, the female brain wasn't even studied until the 90s. So we're in some really new times where, because of our knowledge and because of our consciousness, there's new ground we can break as we're moving forward in relationships and understanding our true natures. You know, one of my guests, Luann Brizendine, wrote The Female Brain and The Male Brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what we learn in that, you know, two really significant pieces I walked away with, one, the sexual center of the male brain is 2.5 times larger than the female brain. This is
mm-hmm.
not surprising when we look at the behaviors,
mm-hmm.
but we don't acknowledge this in everyday life. We don't live like that's the case. We still, you know, criminalize men for being who they are in their true nature.
Well,
you know?
That's what I think education has got to work on in school,
exactly.
In families. We need to come to understand these differences. Now, I had a guest on my show, Sarah Wiseman, Writing the Divine, and she channeled a message from a higher conscious being, and she wrote this. It's not her writing, it's channeled. Only when the field is based in love will the soul mating be of the highest connection, for love is the highest connection we can aspire to. You notice we do not talk of sex. Sex is a function of recreation, of lust, of energy, of the earth, nature of the human. It is also a connective force, but do not confuse sex with love. Sex with love is a gift and should be cherished for the energy that passes from one to another. Now, the question comes to mind, how can those who may be in relationships with someone who does not fill their spirit and what their heart longs for and maybe is not perceived as a beloved or true or authentic intimate relationship proceed to be sexually active, healthy, and liberated? Now, this is a really hard question, because it goes along with the 40 million people who are not, for whatever reasons, very well in tune with each other. And I've done many sessions with women who are so unhappy, young women, old women, young, it doesn't really matter, but cannot for many reasons separate. And so I encourage them to grow more beautiful and loving themselves and life, and to keep learning and improving themselves so they will draw to themselves love and success, as what they give out to the world sets up an environment for what they can draw back to themselves. In other words, if you want more love, become more loving and be the example of love that you wish for. Not so easy to do when a relationship is not going well and there are problems at home. But still, what do you say about that?
Well, I'm putting a call out to women. It's time for us to step back into this natural place that lives inside of us, this place of our beauty and our sexuality and sensuality. Because when we, like, my blessing, as I describe it, is I help women rediscover their inner beauty and inner sexuality so that they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. What my vision is, and I so clearly see it, Cheryl, is that when women are deeply loving themselves again, that we, because of our ability to vibrate out into the world, love and beauty in a way that it's not like men can't, but women, it comes so much more naturally.
Right. So when the women do this, they're going to help maintain better relationships. And their
That's
men
right.
And their men will expand, and their souls also will be healed in many ways. I want to say,
and the planet will be healed.
Yes,
and that's
absolutely.
That's really how I see it. Women healing this place of learning to love ourselves again. Oh my gosh, it's and you know, rheumatoid arthritis on some level can be considered a form of self-hatred because your body is attacking itself.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I had to go on this deep journey of self-love. So I know the power of it.
Well, I want to congratulate you because you've done a wonderful job in your own life and you're helping so many others. So I want to thank you, Betty Louise, for an in-depth look at sensuality and sexuality for the purpose of helping men and women to appreciate their physical and soul essences through the beauty of self-love and love shared through our hearts via intimate physical connections. For more information on this topic, please go to CoachBettyLive.com. And in summarizing today's show on sexual liberation, wellness, and healing, let us remember that with a readiness to change and live more ecstatically, joyfully, and vibrantly within our own physical skin, with self-love, we overcome fears and limitations, and we can develop courage, confidence, and grace. And there is no woman or man more radiant and beautiful than a person or soul who believes that life and love are great gifts of the universe and available to us all when we choose to access the inner wisdom of our feminine or male energy. We do have both. Loving without expectation and giving unconditionally may lead one to experience many relationships of love, some sexual and some of the soul, and there are great benefits in learning from each interaction. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and to listen to the leaders in the field of physical healing and soul healing via Understanding Universal Energy, go to my website, CherylGlick.com.